Day 47, Israel's Exodus, Exodus 12, 30 through 14, 14. Pharaoh woke up that night and found his own son dead. All of Egypt was crying. In every house someone had died. Pharaoh called Moses, "Take Israel and get away from my people. Take everything you have and be gone." Israel had lived in Egypt 430 years. 600,000 men began the Exodus that night. Of course, they had their wives and children with them. Their flocks and herds followed. They didn't forget to bring Joseph's coffin. When they came to Canaan, they buried Joseph as promised. God was their leader. Israel could see the Lord ahead of them. In the daytime, there was a great cloud like a pillar. At night, they saw a pillar of fire. So they said, "The God of heaven and earth goes before us." This great nation traveled southeast to the sea. They followed God in the pillar of cloud and of fire. But Pharaoh was sorry he let them go. Who would be their slaves? He led his army after them. Israel faced the Red Sea. Mountains were on each side. Pharaoh and his army were close behind. Then Moses said, "Stand still and see how God will save you." Two questions for your children, parents. Why did Israel bring Joseph's coffin? And how did God lead Israel? Hope you enjoyed today's lessons. Have a blessed day. Thank you.